Also on Flashpoints, Aurora Levin Morales talks about her new book, Kindling, Writings on the Body. At 11 on Between the Covers, host Jim Schumach interviews Katie Schultz about her new book, Flashes of War, which captures personal moments of fear, introspection, confusion, and valor in one collection spanning nations and perspectives. At 11:30 today, the film show presents a freewheeling conversation with former Portlander Penny Allen, who helped kickstart Portland's independent film scene in the 1970s. In addition to Oregon film history, we'll be discussing her newest feature, Late for My Mother's Funeral, which screens at the Northwest Film Center on December 16th. That's all coming up this morning. Stick around. Up next, it is Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre.
Listen to The Film Show, the fourth Thursday of each month at 11:30 a.m. The Film Show features news and interviews about the local and independent film scene. That's The Film Show, the fourth Thursday of the month at 11:30 a.m., only on KBOO Portland.
Cascadia, today is Thursday, September 26, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. It's a media morning, as it turns out. We're going to be speaking later in the program with Maurice Carney, the executive director of Friends of the Congo, the organization that expose the lies of Kony 2012, the film that was made basically by a group of anti-gay evangelical Christians funded by a wide assortment of right-wing super PACs, went to Africa and are largely responsible for the draconian laws against anyone who is gay, lesbian, anything other than state-sanctioned gender identity. We'll be speaking with Maurice. The film that Friends of the Congo made was Crisis in the Congo, and not nearly enough people have seen it, but Congo Week is coming up this October, and the opportunity will be all over the internet, and hopefully there'll be screenings around town. Also, on the same theme, we'll be speaking with Beam Media's Rio this morning about a collective that is rekindling the fire of radical activist media. First, the weather. It's a misty morning in places, and you know where you are, or not, as the case may be. Cloud cover breaking up by early afternoon with a high of around 63. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 47. For tomorrow, we expect rain and early morning fog, highs near 62. Tomorrow night, rain again. Rain more continuing, persisting. Lows around 53 and light wind, 6 to 8 miles per hour. The alternative forecast, the last quarter moon is in Taurus. The moon's 21 days old. That means the moon can now drink. This is not a good time to be sowing anything in the garden. Instead, use the time to weed and harvest. It's an excellent time to start building a compost heap, as always. And the biodynamic forecast moon in Taurus is an earth sign. And naturally, of course, root plants are in them. Should be in the ground. It's a good time to start. You could also go start seedlings now, lettuces and whatnot for these cold days coming up. The sidereal forecast moon in Gemini, they say moon in Gemini, dry and barren, and it's yet a good time for promoting flower growth. So say the sidereal farmers. That's it for the alternative, as well as the conventional forecast. And before we speak with Maurice Carney, we want to kick this whole media investigation off with Rio from right here in Cascadia in Portland and the B Media Collective. Good morning, Rio. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning.
Well, we're very delighted to have you on the air. From time to time, media collectives, long ago, it was 16mm, and arguably 16mm film, the old Bolex hand-cranked machine and Nagra recorder were the tools of the trade. Now, of course, we've migrated into video, and we are making films with our phones and our cell phones. So it seems that media has like water filled in on the niches and the cracks, as well as of course enormous blockbusters. The contrast is stark, but and it's harder and harder, of course, to raise the funds and to make the films that really need to be made. My main question for you is, how do you overcome the problem of see this film because it's good for you? You know, this is what you should see, that admonishing tone, which although is not overt, it's not a deliberate, calculated thing. Very often, audiences stay away because they don't like being told what's good for them. How do you overcome that?
How do we overcome that as like?
Yes. How do you make? How do you what principles do you use amongst the collective?
I think that what's important with that is trying to mix elements. You know, people don't like, you know, sometimes things are hard medicine and you don't like being told what to do or how to think, of course, but if information is presented in a way that can be digested, it's also entertaining, and which can be tricky sometimes, because if it's a difficult topic, how do you present it in a way that is not just like a somber negative tone, but you have to, it has to be uplifting as well. You know, there has to be an element of hope, an element of like thriving forward, to no matter like what the topic is that you're trying to present.
So what's I'm asking you these questions because we're going to be speaking later in the program with Maurice Carney, with Friends of the Congo, who made the Friends of the Congo produced Crisis in the Congo as a sort of antidote to an abomination of a film called Kony 2012 that was that was a real stealth maneuver and actually propaganda. It was like flat out propaganda. What do you consider the difference between what do you think characterizes propaganda? And I mean, I'm asking this in very general terms. Blockbusters have come out that are very clearly propaganda, and very often production values trump truth. How do you spot something?
I think that is sometimes has to do with it's a really thin veil between those two sometimes, and it can be based on intention or manipulation, because quite frankly, you know, there is activist propaganda, and there is however you describe this term and what the intention of what you're trying to do with it is. But the best way, I think, to get around that is to be as clear and transparent with any information that you're trying to present, and also bringing in multiple perspectives, so it's not just a really skewed, narrow angle of what it is, what the information is that you're giving people. So it's almost a case by case, but there is some like wider ethics like that, you know, and transparency and intention, I think, have a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more specifically about B Media? It's a very, very exciting project. And the fact that is merging in Portland this time and this place is of great interest, I think. Can you talk a bit about the collective and give us an example of an event that is coming up?
Yeah, that would be great. So Beam Media is a local video cooperative here in Portland, and we focus on community-based media production, and from a range of video art, a genre often in political remix video, but also short documentaries and also teaching. We do a lot of teaching of media. And this weekend, we're doing a series of workshops, but there's a free event this Friday evening at 7 p.m. on Alberta at the Community Guild Hall. And it's a participatory discussion about the the intersections between art and activism.
And that's exactly what this is about. Rhea, we're out of time at the moment. We'll put more information on the KBOO website, and it'll be available at the front desk, as always. This is a very exciting thing that's happening in Portland, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
So there's tomorrow, Fernie's a lot going on. We're now going to speak with Maurice Carney, who is the Executive Director of Friends of the Congo. Maurice has been on the program before, and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure being with you.
It's shocking to me, and the reason we've invited you on the show, it's absolutely shocking to me that President Barack Obama is so exercised over chemical weapons used in Syria. Who had them? And, you know, who are we going to bomb? Who are we going to blame? Whereas the massacre, the deaths in the Congo, all in the name of multinational companies seizing the extremely valuable resources of the Congo, ruining very ancient cultures, and wrecking one of the most beautiful places on earth. The number keeps climbing. 6 million is... You know, of course, we have to think Holocaust. Can you please tell us, how is it that the entire United Nations convening, even as we speak, President Obama, arguably the most powerful man in the world, has managed to overlook this?
Yes, I'm not so sure he's overlooked it, and I'll share with you why. But the United Nations says it's the deadliest conflict in the world since World War II. That's the conflict in the Congo, where since 1996, an estimated 6 million or so Congolese have lost their lives. So it is the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time. President Obama spoke to it earlier in the year in comparing Syria to the Congo. A substantial or fundamental difference is the Congo, the conflict, the ongoing conflict, is perpetuated by, in large part, by U.S. allies, Rwandan and Ugandan governments who have invaded Congo twice, fought each other on Congolese soil, and also continue to support militia groups inside the Congo. And even today, the U.S. State Department, Maria Farf, indicated that called on the Rwandan government to stop supporting militia inside of the Congo. And the U.S. Special Envoy to the region, former Senator Russ Feingold, also made the same call. Now, here's the rub. These are U.S. allies, Rwanda and Uganda, Rwanda in particular, that are supporting militia groups inside of Congo that are committing mass crimes. And for this reason, the United States has refused to act in holding its allies accountable. In fact, they've done the contrary. The U.S. has run interference at the United Nations so that the United Nations wouldn't sanction top-level officials that have been identified by the United Nations itself as sponsoring militia inside the Congo. So the U.S.
That's,
is very
that's
much...
That's extraordinary. Could you, Maurice, could you run that past us one more time? Because this is really... This should give everyone pause. I mean...
Yes. This is a situation. Militias are committing crimes in the Congo and perpetuating conflict. The key militia, they're called M23, is being supported, sponsored by U.S. ally Rwanda, in large part and to some degree... Uganda. The United States knows this. It acknowledges it, but it has refused to act in a way that is commensurate to the crimes that are being committed, primarily because these are U.S. allies that are committing these crimes. And the U.S. has also run interference at the level of the United Nations by providing diplomatic and political cover for the Rwandan government. Even President Obama himself, when he was senator, passed a law that in 2006 that says that the Secretary of State is authorized to withhold aid from neighboring countries that destabilize the Congo. And today the United States acknowledges that these neighboring countries are destabilizing the Congo, but they're not withholding aid from the countries because they're U.S. allies. So the U.S. has diplomatic tools at its disposal that can help to bring an end to the conflict, but has refused to use those tools.
Maurice, we have to take up the conversation tomorrow because I do want to introduce to listeners to Congo Week coming up this October.
Yes, have them visit congoweek.org from October 20 to 26. University of Portland, students there are organizing. They usually organize for Congo Week, so they should check the students out there. But they definitely can visit congoweek.org to get involved and be a part of this global movement that's trying to bring about peace in the heart of Africa.
Thank you so much for that. My guest has been Maurice Carney. Thank you so very much for joining us today, Friends of the Congo. Go online, take a look at the film Crisis in the Congo. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, September 26, 2013. Ruck Bergeron engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Ruck. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.